is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and always love bringing in a fellow show host. So I'm very excited to be welcoming Carrie Hummingbird. She is the soul guide and host of Soul Nectar Show. Carrie is a number one international best-selling author of The Second Wave, Transcending the Human Drama, and the award-winning best-selling book, Awakening to Me, One Woman's Journey to Self-Love, which describes the early years of her spiritual awakening. Carrie inspires people to lead their lives wide awake with an authenticity, passion, and purpose that positively impacts others. She catalyzes mind shifts that transform life challenges into gifts of wisdom. Her newest book, already a number one international bestseller, is called Love is Fierce, Healing the Mother Wound, and describes the most direct path to spiritual enlightenment. So with all that being said, Carrie, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, thank you, Dori, for having me here and to share these messages for your audience who are definitely badasses, because if you're moms, you're a badass.
You think? I'm telling you, you know?
Pretty much.
We always joke. It's like, you know, as hard as you thought it was going to be, you really wish it was that easy. So take us on your journey. Share with us how you had that spiritual awakening that has led to these books.
Absolutely. Well, you know, my awakening really started when I was about 22, except, you know, I ignored it. You know how those things go, because I had to fit in, right? I had to fit in with what everything that I was told I was supposed to be doing. Like, life looks like getting a really well-paying job that's boring, and you sit there under fluorescent lights all day long and you make your income, right? And then you climb the corporate ladder and, you know, you get more power in the corporate ladder and you get more perks and stock options. And the longer you work, the more you get. And I was in that model very briefly. And I had this awakening moment with some mushrooms, actually, some mind altering mushrooms. And I was by the ocean and I could feel like all of Mother Nature just rushing towards me in this awe-inspiring moment of expansion and the feminine and this beautiful feeling inside, like this feeling of being a goddess inside my body. And the waves were crashing over the stones and creating this beautiful sound, this like orchestra of sound. And I was in this moment feeling this awe, like, wow, this is life. This is life. This is like something got peeled back. The mundane, you know, got peeled back for a moment. And I felt just this amazing experience. And then, you know, Monday came around and I went back in my office and sat in front of the computer screen and there was like the popcorn ceiling. And I just sat in there and I wondered to myself, how am I ever going to do this? This is terrible. I can't hang out here. So I actually negotiated after a couple of startups, I negotiated myself to be a consultant. So I got some freedom, right? I got to be not in that space. I still had to do that work, but not in that space. And right on the heels of that, I got pregnant and I had my little baby growing inside my womb. And that was another one of those awe-inspiring experiences. It was another one of those, like, this is not mundane. This is amazing. I can feel his spirit inside my body. I can feel his precious self. At some point I could feel his little kicks, right? I knew he was alive in there. He was responding to me and he was in my consciousness inside of me. And I don't know that I would have used those words then because I've come a long way in my journey, but I just remember that feeling of him in my body when he came in, like when his soul merged with mine and he was in my womb. I just remember that. And then I was, you know, he came out and I was nursing him. And all of a sudden I'm realizing he's alive because he's feasting off of my milk. Like my body is producing milk and it's sustaining the life of this little being and he's growing from it. Like it was just mind boggling. Like I didn't know I could do that. How could I do that? I didn't know how to do that. And so I had to face, of course, like many of us do, all the awkwardness of like, my body makes milk, what? And where do I feed my baby? And like all of those things. And at the time I did this big series of art called breastfeeding, you know? So I did this whole, I had models come in and I breastfeeding their children and I did artwork of it. And it ended up, you know, getting in some papers in San Jose, California. So I was really into this conversation. Like, how can we be amazing? How can I realize how amazing I am already as a mother? Now, simultaneous with all that awakening was, of course, the darkness. So I went into a really deep depression after the birth of my child. And many women go into that, the postpartum depression. And it was like all of these expectations I had and couldn't have because I didn't know what to expect. But I was feeling this just deep, deep depression, deep darkness. And what I realize now looking back is that it was all my childhood wounds and traumas that were being surfaced for me to heal and deal with through the birth of my child. And I wish that more women knew these things. You know, I wish that we as women knew the wisdom that's available out there. I've actually interviewed some really amazing midwives and doulas and shamanic teachers who teach about the phases, teach about the initiations of women. And having a baby is a huge initiation. And in that initiation, if we have not healed our previous initiations, they all come up at that time. And that's why a lot of women are so challenged when we have babies, is because we never got initiated into our periods. We never got initiated into that our body produces blood and that we're so powerful in that way. And that our blood is really powerful. I actually had this recently, I initiated my stepdaughter into this, that initiation of her first menses, you know, her first moon. And the shamanic practitioner who led our sweat lodge for her, our Anipi, she said, do you know the reason why most sweat lodges that involve men, they don't allow women? And I was thinking, well, because they're chauvinistic, you know, that's what I was thinking, because they're awful, they're chauvinistic. And she said, no, it's because a woman on her menses is more powerful than five men. If there's one woman on her menses in the sweat lodge, every man will be lying on the floor of that sweat lodge because he cannot handle the amount of power that comes off that woman. That's the real reason. That's how powerful we are. But we've been taught to shame ourselves and judge ourselves and make ourselves smaller and not feel our emotions because they're somehow, you know, they're not flatlined and logical. So we've been taught to cramp ourselves into these little tiny cages and operate from that space. And when I had my first baby, I realized I had been in a cage, right? And I was like depressed about this. I mean, I knew I was in a cage from when I was 22 and I had that expansive experience. And then I went back into my cage. It's like, no, I'm not meant to do that. I am meant to commune. I am meant to feel. I am meant to interact and know and sense and perceive and share and feel everything. I am woman, you know, that's who I am. And I would just posit that, you know, that's true for all of us, especially those that take this initiation to be a mother. Like, that's who we are.
You know, I'm sitting here shaking my head as you are speaking, because I was talking to a woman's group. We have been taught as women from the time we were little girls that we should be embarrassed about having our period. Talking about equality. And yes, women, you know, the equal pay fight. but men can never equal a woman. We give life, and that blood means that you are a healthy woman. Whether you want to have children or not, I have a daughter who studied and worked in India for 6 months before all of this. I love that she is learning this. It is part of being a woman, but it's an amazing thing how we are pigeonholed, made to feel like there is something wrong and you should be really quiet about it. I'm sorry. I had two sons before I had a daughter. And you know, when I had my period and we only had one bathroom, I'm like, hey guys, go under the sink and get that for mom. You know, and they're like, mom, I'm like, hey, maybe someday you're going to get married. And guess what? You're going to have to deal with this. So this is part of life. And this is part of sharing a life of a woman. So understand this. This is not something that is like for you to look at. No, it's not. It is a natural, healthy part of life. So good for you that you are sharing this. So talk to us about what the mother wound is.
Yeah. So this is a big aspect of the mother wound, right? The shaming, the belittling, the cage, the disempowerment. And, you know, it used to be the disempowerment was physical, right? Like women used to be totally chained up. Like you don't have any freedom. You can't live the life you want. You can't even provide for yourself because you can't have a job. And so you're dependent upon a man. And, you know, now the disempowerment is mental. You know, it's like, oh, your emotions are too much. You know, you're not fit for the workplace, or, you know, you're too radical or emotional, or, you know, don't do that because it upsets us. You know, we don't like it. We want everything like sterilized. This is like, it's like the disempowerment's on the inside now for the Western woman. And I realize across the world, there are many women still facing physical disempowerment systems like Sharia law and things like that, where women's lives can be taken if their men aren't happy with them. That still exists in the world today. So the mother wound is really the disrespect, the dishonor, the disempowerment of the feminine. And it's passed on to every single human being. Why? Because when we're in the womb forming as a baby, we inherit all of our mother's consciousness inside the womb. We're formed in our mother's consciousness inside her womb. So if a woman's been abused, the child's inheriting the feeling of being abused. It's inheriting all the same patterns that the woman has. So even if that child is a male, that child is still inheriting those feelings of the mother. It's like, you can't, how could you think otherwise? I mean, the baby's being formed inside the mother. The baby knows everything the mother feels, everything she thinks, her perceptions of life. When something happens and there's voices or let's say there's an argument, the baby's not only hearing all of those sounds and the emotions underlying it, but also feeling very intimately the reaction of the mother inside the body. So they're inheriting everything that we believe about ourselves. So the mother wound is passed right directly into the children, whether they're male or female. And then of course, we pass it on again. And this is the indigenous belief, is that we pass patterns on for 7 generations forward and back. So whenever we heal it, we get to heal and influence that many generations of our ancestry. So right now at this time is a time to start to see these patterns and reveal these things. Like the Me Too movement is a perfect example of a revealing. So Black Lives Matter is another really good example of revealing. So there's these revealings happening, where we're seeing the underlying patterns, and we have to see it in order to become aware of it. And we got to feel it in order to heal it. And that's the part we're in right now, collectively. And probably everybody listening is feeling some aspect of this and going, it's really been challenging. That's because we're doing a big clearing, cleansing of the whole human collective, so we can lift out of these damaging patterns. We can heal the mother wound.
On that note, we're going to take a break and say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with four generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home, you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Carrie Hummingbird. I love what you are sharing. I really, truly do. And talk to us about how we heal the mother wound.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know about anybody listening, but as a daughter, I had such a hard time communicating with my mom, and my dad was always in the middle. He was always the mountain of unconditional love in the middle between two women who had a hard time hearing each other because of this mother wound. And when my dad passed away 3 years ago, my mountain of unconditional love, my bridge with my mother, was no longer there. And I was called forth to create that bridge myself. And those are some pretty big shoes to fill. So one of the things I realized along this journey of healing was, first, I made a commitment. I knew I had to love my mother unconditionally. Like, unconditional love means unconditional. And in that, I realized that I had, and I knew that I had a lot of resentments towards my mom. And many of us do. Many of us think, well, she didn't love me the right way, or she ignored me, or she wasn't there for me, or she was critical, or whatever the judgment is about the mother that you received. And I had a lot of those. I had a lot of those judgments. And along this path of healing, what I was called forth to do was to realize that actually I had created a version of my mother inside myself from when I was little. And I had built this story about who she was based on my young experience. And we'd had some traumas together from 0 to 5. So there were some things early in my childhood that led to some of these patterns. And this version of my mother was my creation inside my consciousness. And it was there also the result of holding grudges, of not actually forgiving, of not releasing. Like, I wanted her to apologize to me, but I wasn't willing to let go of my stories about her, wasn't willing to let go of my grudges and my resentments. So what I had to do along the way is realize, and I really believe that the consciousness of this planet, Mother Earth, is our great teacher in this regard. And we'll, you know, love is fierce. Love is not kind of all the way there. Love is all the way there. So if you really want to be love, you have to be all the way. And that means unconditional. And in order to get to unconditional love, I had to look at all of my stories about my mom and really feel all of my feelings and realize that all of that was my creation. And that my mother had a very different view of things because she's a different person. So while I was waiting for her to apologize for me for all of the stories and content that I had created in myself, she was on the outside going, I don't resonate with that. That's not how I see things. So I'm not going to apologize for something I didn't do. So we were at a standstill. And without my dad to help, we had to do it ourselves. So I know that my mom worked really hard, and at her end and on my end, I had to let go of those stories. And I had to give myself the apology I would never receive from my mother. In that doing and in the deep work of that, and I will say it took a lot of deep work. I've worked with mentors. I've done energetic shamanic healing work with myself. I've worked in plant medicine journeys. I've worked with ayahuasca and puked up a ton of content that, you know, like just grudges and anger and resentment and even ancestral patterns. You know, a lot of this is ancestral. We've inherited this down through the family line. So over the course of a year and a half in writing this book, Love is Fierce, I faced many of these paradigms within myself, like entitlement, like expectation, like competition, so many patterns between me and my mother, and healed that. And down to the very, very core, the last medicine journey I did was in Peru. And in that journey, I was able to realize a key mistake I'd made when I was birthing my own son, which is that I did not invite the great presence into my relationship with my husband at the time. As a matter of fact, I took God out of everything. I took it out. There was a key mistake to not bring in the higher consciousness, the great spirit, God, source, creator, universe, whatever your word is for that great oneness. And so I corrected that mistake. And then I went back to my birth and I blessed my parents and I blessed their reunion and I blessed my own birth. And coming back 3 weeks later, my mom said, we should get together. This is like a few days before Christmas. So I had this Christmas miracle of a gathering with my mother, which hadn't happened in like 3 years since my dad died. And just an hour before that gathering, I was with my mentor group, with my community. And I said, I name and claim that I am a blank canvas for a new foundation of love in my family. And when I got to the lunch with my mom sat with my son was there too. She sat with us and she said, I'm the matriarch of this family. And I have decided that we are having a blank canvas. We are having a blank slate. And we will forget the past and we will move forward as a family. And I'm telling every single person this, and they can come along or not, but that's my decision. And ever since this, we have had finally the relationship we both really, really wanted to have this whole time, but didn't know how to get there. And it's really because of this deep, deep healing that we each have done and the willingness to forgive it. The willingness to let it go. And this is just the microcosm of the macrocosm of what humanity needs to do. Because as each of us heals our family situations, we can actually heal the collective humanity, which is going through the same paradigms. It's all multidimensional, right? So we're all going through the same things at a collective level too, that we're going through in our intimate relationship with our mother. As we heal this, now we can heal our relationship with the planet, with Mother Earth, which I think we can all agree needs a little help. We want to survive on this planet. We need to take that seriously. So it's the mother wound is all of that. It starts with your relationship with your physical mother. It starts with your relationship inside and reparenting yourself. And it ripples out to all of your relationships and all the spheres that you play, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're in your community center or school, all of it. It's all included in this. And we can choose to be that blank canvas for a new humanity.
For the moms that are listening, how do you support your child so they can heal their mother wounds?
This requires you to know yourself. I love this. It's just, how can you help anybody if you don't know yourself? A lot of what happens with moms and kids is that we project our stuff onto our kids, or we give our kids a story and identity about themselves that actually, if we really understood ourselves and we were really conscious, we would see that we were projecting our reality onto our kids. So this is really about being so intimately familiar and so conscious of your own reality and your own conditions and patterns and traumas and things that you're healing, that you can be very present with what your child's actually going through. And I want to say for the moms who are like, oh man, now I'm feeling like there's this whole level of burden and I really screwed up my kids or whatever, like relax, because the thing I love about our new consciousness tools is that if you actually use these new tools, you can see how it's all perfect. Like, for example, I always argued because my mom was always so like critical and like she could just push the buttons all day long. Like she's the button pusher. She could totally push buttons. And I was a very sensitive child, and it really bothered me. You know, it made me really uncomfortable. Now that my mom and I are looking at her gene keys, I love Gene Keys by Richard Rudd. It's just a beautiful system. It's tied into the I Ching and it's related to human design. I can look at her chart, we're looking at it together, and look at my chart and see completely how they're like a perfect puzzle. All the lessons that she was going through in her life, I needed those lessons in order that I could do the work that my dharma is calling me to do in the world. So she was my perfect example of provocation. She was my perfect example of struggle. She was my perfect example of button pushing. And how do I hold my power and know my truth in the middle of all that and then create peace? And we both have the gene key for peace. So we're meant to create that together. Without her showing me that, how would I ever know how to do those things? How would I know how to provoke someone in just the right way for a spiritual awakening? She's my greatest teacher and I'm hers, and it's by design. So, you know, your kids chose you and you chose your mom for a reason. So that's the beauty that we're able to actually, like we've heard it said for all this time, right? We've heard that said, it's hard to accept. But when you see your gene keys chart next to your mom's gene keys chart, there's no more arguing over it. There it is in black and white. And that's how we can really help our kids and ourselves, is by knowing ourselves really clearly and seeing, like bringing it to the level of consciousness, seeing the interaction between us and our kids.
What a great way to end this conversation. Let everybody know how they can reach you and reach out to you. And all of Carrie's links will be live on our show page.
Absolutely. So my website is carriehummingbird.com, K-E-R-R-I, hummingbird.com. And everything is linkable from there, all my books. And Love is Fierce also has 17 days of interviews I did on these various topics, like the menses topic. I have a beautiful expert from Australia who shares about that. It's just like, wow, it's mind blowing. That's all available at motherwoundbook.com. And you can subscribe there and get 17 days of interviews and check them all out and be mind blown. But it's about the return of mother wisdom, which, you know, that's why I love that you're doing this podcast, Dori, because we have such wisdom. And I want every mother listening to realize, even if you feel like you're having one of those days where you feel like a failure, you know, that happens. I've had those days so many times. Even with all that, there is such deep wisdom inside every mother's heart, because that agape love gets awakened in our hearts by our children. And until you become a mother, like that may not happen for you until you become a mother. So just imagine, like, what does the world need now? The world needs agape love, needs unconditional love, needs total acceptance, needs an embrace, an allowing, needs to be feel like they're loved no matter what. And that is what a mother already knows how to do. So we need the moms. That's what the world needs, is a mother's love right now, right here.
Right on. Carrie, thank you very much for coming and sharing your message with us. Please come back and share again with us, because this is something that, especially as moms, we need to hear over and over and over again. We really do, because so many women just haven't stepped into their power yet, haven't realized the force that they are. And we need voices like yours to constantly trumpet the way. So thank you for sharing with us today. And for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here. Thanks to altwell.com for being part of our show. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is